It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill directly below our studio here is well worth popping into. It's a fantastic bar, great atmosphere. In fact, the hotel is lovely. If you're looking for somewhere to stay in North County Dublin, why not make it the White Sands Hotel? So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? If you are the owner of an XL bully dog, you have just a few days left to get a certificate of exemption for your XL bully. As you know, laws have been brought in to make this breed illegal. You will no longer be able to breed the dog. You will no longer be able to, in a couple of years' time, there will be no XL bullies left in Ireland because they will have passed away. But if you own one right now, you have to register that dog. You can still keep the dog, but you have to get a certificate of exemption, which is basically allowing you to keep the dog under very strict conditions. Well, one of our listeners has been in touch with us, not at all happy with this law because she doesn't believe it goes far enough.
I'm a long time listener, first time contacting you, and basically the reason I'm contacting you today is I was just out for a walk and I passed a man with two XL bullies, and it reminded me, it just kind of got me thinking again about this new law. I was listening to something this morning about it, and I was reading then that, you know, owners can apply for certificates to have their dogs. Like, am I the only one who doesn't think that these laws are actually going, you know, far enough? Why bother with the certificates and everything else? If these dogs are dangerous, they're dangerous, end of story, whether there's a certificate or not. In my opinion, I think all these dogs should just be annihilated, and I am an animal lover. I absolutely adore dogs. I just hate these dogs. They're dangerous. They are definitely associated with a certain type of person, a person I think uses them for intimidation. You always see them with these kind of scummy looking people. I'm sorry to say, it's true. So why don't they just cut the crap, just annihilate the breed, and, you know, let people be safe and children be safe? Because, you know, I don't know why there's all this messing around. Kill the breed and be done with it. That's my opinion. Just wondering if anyone else has thought the same or feels the same, because, yeah, why take the chance at all? If they're dangerous, they're dangerous, end of story.
Okay, so from the start of February, you have to have a certificate of exemption for an XL bully dog. That lady doesn't believe the law goes far enough. She believes that essentially any XL bullies that exist in Ireland should be rounded up and annihilated. That's the exact word that she used, annihilated, which some would say is a bit severe, but we'd love to hear from you. Our number for a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note is 085-825-2626. Ellie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ellie?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Ellie. Well, what did you want to say on this?
I just have a couple of points. I don't agree with the woman who sent in that message. I think, unfortunately, I don't think the ban's going to work. Look at the UK. It hasn't worked in the UK. They're still having an issue with attacks in the UK. I think the government's trying to take a
The reason they're having an issue with attacks in the UK is because the dogs still exist. They weren't gotten rid of, basically.
Yeah, but the thing is, she's saying round up all the dogs and annihilate all the dogs. Like, that's not going to work either. Even in the UK, they're moving on to other powerful breeds of dogs, like the Cane Corso. Like, it's not going to solve the problem. Just trying to wipe out a specific breed of dog isn't going to get to the root of the problem. One of the massive problems we have in Ireland is we have legislation like the Control of Dogs Act, and it is not enforced. If the government could put half the money they put into enforcing TV licenses and having people knocking on our doors, making sure we have a TV license, to actually go around and knock on people's houses and make sure they have a dog license, that would be a start.
Okay, but let's look at this particular breed of dog. We know that there have been attacks at the hands of this breed of dog. They're a nasty animal. They really are, and they've been shown to be a nasty animal. But they will still exist. You're not allowed to breed them anymore. You're not allowed to import them. You're not allowed to rehome them. You're not allowed to resell them. And as of the 1st of February, you have to have a certificate of exemption. Does that go far enough?
No, there needs to be better enforcement. Like, the XL Bullies will be classed as a restricted breed on the restricted list in Ireland already. But it's not enforced. People are still breeding them. People still walk them without muzzles. So the laws that they're bringing in fairness, it is only targeting the responsible owners that are actually going to do the right thing, and they're going to register their dogs and get them exempt. It doesn't target the irresponsible owners. So there's still going to be a problem. What's going to happen, though?
Well, then let me go back to that voice note that I played a minute ago. The lady believes that the law doesn't go far enough, isn't strict enough, and that this particular breed of dog, instead of giving people a certificate of exemption, they should be rounded up and done away with.
That's still not going to work. Like, how are you going to know where every unregistered dog with no license or anything lives? Like, that's not going to work. It's not going to resolve the problem. There's much more humane ways, as I said, actually enforcing the current laws that we have for dogs that are on the restricted list. That would work better than trying to round up all these dogs, not being able to find them. Like, one of the problems that caused the issue with XL Bullies here was all the backyard breeders. There was no regulations. We have laws about breeding dogs, but they're not enforced. They're not controlled. So people were breeding dogs with bad traits, and now we've developed this issue. And the way we want to resolve it is by eventually killing them all, which makes no sense. It's inhumane. I heard someone in a rescue recently refer to Ireland. We like to call ourselves a country full of dog lovers. We're not. We're a country full of dog fanciers. We think it's our right to have a dog. We don't love dogs. We don't enforce dog laws. We don't do enough for welfare. And this is just causing more issues. The amount of XL bullies that have been dumped and been taken into rescues coming up to this day, coming up to the February 1st, it's the rescues, the charities, the volunteers that are the ones that have to suffer. They're going to be the ones that have to take in these dogs and put them down, regardless of their temperament. It's rescues that are picking up the pieces. The government isn't doing enough when it comes to the current laws we have as it is. They don't enforce them.
Okay, so you see that as being the problem. So let's talk about these certificates of exemption, which you have to have by the 1st of February. If you own an XL Bully dog, you have to apply for a certificate of exemption, basically to give you permission to continue to own that dog until it dies.
Yeah, and the only people that are actually going to do that are the responsible owners that are already responsible, keep their dogs under control and look after their dogs.
Okay, but therefore, if we go back to that message that I played, the only solution to the problem of the XL Bully dog is, as that lady said in her message, the annihilation of the breed.
That just falls back to what I said. We're a country of dog fanciers. We think, like, we literally have all these rights to have a dog, and we don't actually love dogs. If we were a country of dog lovers, we'd hire a junior minister that would be the head of dog control. We'd actually enforce the current laws. If you have a dog, you'd have inspectors knocking on your door, making sure you have your licenses, your dogs are cared for, they're kept under control. We don't enforce the current laws. People aren't even aware of the current laws. They don't even know the dogs that are currently on the restricted list. Rounding them up and killing them all isn't going to resolve any problem. It's going to move on. People like that are irresponsible and they want a powerful breed. They're going to move on to another dog. So what are we going to do then? Round up all the Rottweilers and put them to sleep? Oh, well, they're all gone. Let's round up all the German Shepherds and put them to sleep. It's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous statement. It makes no sense.
Okay, so what is the solution? As you said, the only people that will apply for a certificate of exemption for an XL Bully dog are responsible dog owners. Those who wouldn't be as responsible, who are using these dogs in ways that they shouldn't be used, basically, they're probably not going to apply for certificates of exemption, and they'll probably get away with it. Is that really the point that you're making?
They will get away with it. There's a restricted breeds list. Like, if you're in a council house, you're not allowed to have certain breeds, or they have to be under control, on leash with someone over 16 at all times, and have to be muzzled. Can you tell me one German Shepherd you've seen walk that has a muzzle on? I can't tell you. I've never seen it, but they're on the restricted list. They're supposed to be muzzled. We don't enforce the current laws. Bringing in additional laws isn't going to actually resolve the problem that we have with dogs in this country, not just XL bullies, but just control of dogs in general.
Okay, stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Now, Martina joins us from My Lovely Horse Rescue, which is an animal charity. Martina, welcome to Opinions Matter.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for the invite.
Okay, you've just you've heard the message that we played from that lady calling for the law actually to be tougher on XL bully dogs and not issue certificates or anything of the sort, just destroy the breed altogether.
Yeah, look, there's always going to be those kind of people that will say those things, and the funniest part of that was like, but I am an animal lover. Well, I beg to differ there. I think that people have their own issues on this. And I will say that, first of all, the XL bully breed is not a breed. It's a mutt. It's made up of other dogs, different dogs. So that's an issue in itself, because it's an interpretation of, do you think it's an XL? We had a boxer dog that we measured for the laugh because it was so big. And we were like, oh my God, it comes under the restriction breed of an XL bully. So like, these are all the things that we're all dealing with. And we saw that clearly it did not work in the UK, the ban. There is many problems following that. And what I will agree, I don't know who that person that was on just before me speaking, but she was great. So the basics are of this is that everybody needs, first of all, to think about what we're actually doing, who we're actually banning, what we're actually banning, and why. We should have just followed our laws, first of all, which are never done. We never, ever follow the laws that are already there. This is a huge problem in Ireland with animal welfare, with children welfare, with everything welfare. You know, there's certain laws made and we all go, oh, that's a lovely law, and that's the end of it. There's nobody's pushing these things. There is no XL bullies walking the streets looking to attack people. We all have to remember that every single attack happened in a home. And some of the time, it wasn't actually an XL bully. It was, at one point, it was actually two English bulldogs. But they, you know, obviously everybody wanted to jump in and say, no, XL bullies, but they weren't. So I think people need to sit back now and go, right, what can we do actually to make this country a better country for animals, for people, whatever? Are we actually going to, there's people killing people every day in this country, people doing horrible things. Are we actually going out now to destroy all of them? I wouldn't mind. But the thing is, we can't. We have to look at it the right way. So what we have to do is think about those animals, where they stand in this country, and how we can make it a better way by saying, yeah, the certificate, but only the good people are going to go for the certificate. Whereas all the dog wardens, seeming there's 40 more of them, but they're not going to go into a really bad situation.
Okay, but let's go back to the point that this lady made in her message. She believes the dogs are a dangerous breed of dog associated with a certain type of person, and these animals are used for intimidation. She basically just doesn't like the dog and believes that the law does not go far enough. Banning a breed should literally mean that the breed ceases to exist.
And it's impossible to do. You know, that, like, banning something is impossible to do, because if she's talking about those people, that the undesired people that love a dog for protection or to make them look tough, they'll just go underground. So let's not let them go underground. Let's say, you know, right, well, we've got the law on our side now, and what we're going to do, it's not banning the dog. We're going to make sure that those dogs are not bred any longer. Sweden have just come up with a perfect example. Or Sweden, sorry, Switzerland. They have decided that there's which is the breed, I can't remember, but anyway, it's on a restricted breed list. And they've decided that dog should not be bred anymore. And if you're found to breed that dog, then there's a really, really high penalty, and it can even lead to prison. Why can't we do the exact same? And I'll tell you why. Because the wrong people are always targeted. There is no way that there's somebody going to walk into areas that I wouldn't go into myself for animals. And you know, you can get killed. So why, there's no dog warden. Even the guards don't want to go into places like that sometimes. So, and we have this whole thing of our back street breeding, and we're the biggest puppy farms in Ireland. There's so much more to the back end of this. We need to start at the beginning going, right, lads, government, you need to sit up. You need to actually put these laws in place and make sure you can actually keep it going with what you're saying something, but you've got nothing to back it up. There's nobody out there.
Okay, so what is the solution then, Martina, to this breed of dog? We have to accept that these dogs have been involved in attacks, and I know what you said, that they have happened predominantly in people's homes, but they have been involved, not just in this country, in other countries, in vicious attacks. They have the potential to be a very nasty dog. What is the solution to ensure that this doesn't happen anymore?
Okay, so the solution is there's also the potential of the very nasty people out there that have potential to murder. So I would say the best thing to do for our government or for whoever's making sure this happens, which is nobody at the moment, is basically no breeding of this breed any, or not, it's not a breed, of this type of dog any longer. And that's definitely one of them. The exemption cert is good to at least say, look, no breeding. Great. You have to do that. You have to register the dog. But the problem is we don't have the right people following that to make sure that's happening. And that's where it lies. Once we get those people on board, but not banning something, is going to go to these guys that love to have a dog like that or whatever it is. They love to go, right, let's go underground, lads. They're already,
It's going to make the bogey characters who may have these dogs want them all the more. Makes them even cooler to have.
Yes, and we have to also think about the people involved, the everyday rescue in pounds, shelters, rescues. Like, what's it doing to our mental health? I know our mental health is wrecked over this. We're all in bits about it going, I'm not taking a dog in and putting a healthy dog that's like wagging its tail and has no way it's going to go and bite somebody, you know, for no reason.
Because people may not realise that this is the ultimate end of this legislation. If you have an XL bully dog and you do not have a certificate of exemption, that dog can be taken and basically put down.
Yeah, and who's out there applying that law? Not very many people. And also, it's interpretation because it's not an actual breed. So it's all about height and weight and whatever. But sure, that doesn't even fall under very much. So the UK have proved it. We followed something that didn't work. And that was the biggest wrong step we took, where we should have done it properly and said, just like Switzerland, right, that's it. Heavy fines, imprisonment if you are found breeding, because the breeding in this country needs to stop.
Okay,
that's for
so we need to stop the breeding, and that's basically it. Martina, thanks very much indeed for your call. Let me bring in Kevin.
Hey, how you doing, lads? I have quite a few things to do today, so unfortunately I won't be able to come on the show. But I just wanted to text in and say, you know, I can't wait for this ban to come into place. The reason is just the dangerous dogs. I mean, a lot of people always say, oh, it's sweet and innocent, my dog wouldn't hurt a fly. You know, these people are the ones that become complacent. And then one day their dog snaps for whatever reason. And, you know, like another pet is attacked and hurt, or worse, a child is mauled or killed. You know what I mean? Like, it's always too late that they see reason and see sense. So I'm not saying exterminate them, but definitely there needs to be much more strict control over who's allowed to have these and what kind of qualifications they should have. Cheers, boys. Have a good one.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Darren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Darren?
Well, that's how things
are. Good, thanks, Darren. We heard the message that we played arguing that this law doesn't go far enough, that we need to round these dogs up and put them down. We hear Martina there a minute ago saying the law just is a waste of time. What's your view on these XL bully dogs?
Yeah, I can see from two views. I can see why people want the law to be brought in, and I can see why people are against the law at the same time. But you have to reason with both sides. That's how government works. That's how laws work. However, what we've done now in Ireland is we've jumbled up a pile of stuff, taken a copy and paste from England and taken a copy and paste from other laws in England and put it in the rule book and says, there you go, now leave us alone. Look, every dog can kill someone within reason and within means. If it has a heartbeat, it has teeth, it can kill. However, we can't just classify the bullies as the pit bull bullies, the extra large ones, as dangerous animals. And that's it. Put them down. End of story. Mm. That's it.
Why not?
Because it's a living thing now. Come on. It has a heartbeat. It has a brain.
Darren, you said that. You made a statement a few minutes ago. You said, or a couple of seconds ago, that every dog has the potential to kill. Now, I don't know, and maybe if someone can find a story, I have never heard of a child or an adult being maimed by a poodle, for argument's sake, or a West Highland Terrier, or a pug. I have never, ever. Every time, you know the old expression, usual suspects. Every time there's a story in the news about a horrific, a mauling or a death, I don't even have to look up the breed of dog because I know it's one of three. And it's never been a poodle. It's never been a Jack Russell. It's never been a pug. It's always the same breed. So to say that every dog...
Say, for example, now, this might sound stupid, but just say you went into your friend Max's house and he has a wee little Jack Russell. The Jack Russell bites the leg of you. And 2 weeks later, you find you have to get a tetanus shot and it's too late and so on. And just say, for example, you do pass away from it. Is there going to be a change in that? If that keeps happening?
No, because you died of a secondary reason for it. But I'm using the word, most people who die at the hands of dogs, it's a mauling. Mauling is the word that is used. The person is actually mauled. No Jack Russell is going to destroy your face because... They're little ankle bitures.
I wouldn't be so sure about that. They could be nasty little things.
No, I have to disagree. They're little crazy little suckers. I have one myself and he's the sweetest little boy, but believe me, I wouldn't want to be on the wrong side of him.
But the point is, bulldogs, by their very nature, they are strong. They are fighting dogs. It's impossible. If a bulldog locks onto your arm, by the way, you can't unlock it. It's impossible to... You'd have to pour boiling water over it or kick it in the nuts or something.
I know. Look, come here. I 100% agree that they're dangerous animals and I wouldn't want them anywhere near me. Like, I foster dogs myself from Calvin and I do a few other things with dogs, like, and I do dog daycare and the whole lot, but I wouldn't want them anywhere near me. But
what about... The belief that the law doesn't go far enough that we actually need to just get rid of this breed altogether.
See, the thing about it is even if you put in that ban tomorrow morning and said, look, tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, we're going to round up all the dogs and we're going to exterminate them. There's going to be people that put them on the black market. There's going to be people that make profit off it. There's going to be people that will be doing it in the places that you will never even think of it. That's the difference. This won't go away. However, if you do laws and you have prison time and strong prison time, it cuts out a lot of scenarios. A lot of people won't do it. Like, I know that woman mentioned that it's a certain type of personality and a certain type of person. But that is another way of conquering these people. I just kind of, you know, to get these people as well at the same time, it's not the case of, you know, we're just going to exterminate the dog and that's it, problem solved. That, it doesn't go away in a heartbeat. It just doesn't happen in a...
But it at least gives the authorities the power to actually seize dogs like this and get rid of them.
Come here, say they're not going to go in and seize a dog, believe me, unless they're going in full riot squad gear and... in with just one shot to the head. Like, that's not going to happen. Believe me, there'll be uproar.
Okay, but this certificate of exemption, if you don't have a certificate of exemption from the 1st of February, on paper, your dog can be taken from you and destroyed.
Yeah, but me and you both know that's not going to happen. They're not going to go into this one house, just say any house, to pick at random and say, right, we're going to seize that dog of yours, and so on, so on. There'll be court battles, then there'll be this, and then there'll be that. It won't work.
Okay, stay there for a second. I've been asked to play a voice note for you, Darren. So just stay there for a second and have a listen to this, please.
Hi, guys. Damien here. My view of XL bullies are that they should round them all up and put them down. And then if the owners who have a problem, they should put them down as well.
Okay, we're not going to be putting human beings down. But again, his point is, Darren, that he believes that's the only solution to the problem of this particular dog.
It's a lazy solution. It's a totally lazy solution. It's kind of just throw all the toys out of pram. We want this. If that's not it, then just shoot the second dog. You know, that's the kind of thing it is, you know.
But you take the dogs out of the equation, there's going to be a lot less attacks. I mean, I'm looking at the stats here for dog attacks, okay? And number one on the list, what do you think number one on the list is, Darren?
Well, I'd say it's a topic in discussion at the moment, I'd say.
Number one on the list is pit bulls, which account for 23% of dog attacks. Number two, Rottweilers. Number three, German Shepherds or Alsatians, as they're called. Number four, Chihuahuas, actually, which is quite surprising. But the top three breed of dogs that attack, sure, I could have told you that with my eyes closed, that it's pit bulls, Rottweilers, and German Shepherds.
Okay, well, stay there for a second, Darren, because, Anthony, you're one of those people who would like to see this law being even stronger and give the authorities the power to basically round these dogs up and execute them.
Exactly. This ban is in place for a reason. Look at all the attacks on people by these XL dogs. People hurt and killed. In the UK, just last month, a baby girl was injured by an XL dog in an attack. And a few months ago here in Ireland, a woman was killed by an XL dog attack. The ban doesn't go far unless you just take all these XL dogs and just get rid of them.
Okay, so would you like to see,
or killed before something like that happens? How many more?
Would you like to see the authorities then going door to door, asking people, have you got an XL bully dog? And if they say yes, thank you, we're taking that and we're bringing it to execute it.
In the interest of public health and safety, yes. Because these irresponsible dog owners, they don't throw the law, they never have their dogs lead. They always have their dogs that have a danger to other people. It's basically asking for these dogs to go and injure somebody.
Okay, so Darren, let me go back to you on that. In the interests of public health and safety, the law needs to go further, and we need to take these dogs out of circulation altogether.
No, that's in the interest of public safety. There is other steps you can do. That's just wrong. It's wrong kind of just going to the end of this line and saying that's it. That's a solution. If anyone disagrees with this, well, here's the two fingers. Look, I know that people are getting killed by these dogs, and I know it's horrific, and I know that. And believe me, I've actually been close to someone that has actually had an attack on them. But where does the buck stop? Do you know, if we start with these dogs, when do we start? Do we go down to German Shepherds next? Do we go down to our little Chihuahuas? Because I tell you, if you go into some of my friends' houses and then go for their Chihuahuas, I tell you, you wouldn't have any fingers or heartbeat left.
Okay, but Anthony, that's a fair point. Where does this end? We get rid of XL bully dogs, and then we move on to pit bulls, and then we move on to Alsatians, all of which are on the restricted breeds list, and all of which have the potential to cause very real harm.
Every dog has the potential to harm and to kill.
Anthony, where does this end?
If the dangerous breeds, like you mentioned, all these dangerous breeds, like you mentioned about the attacks, if Rottweilers are a threat like that to public health, then if it has to be done, Nick, get rid of all of them, then it has to be done. Because how many more people have to be killed in these dog attacks? How many more people have to be injured? How many more children have to be injured or killed by these dogs? How many more before action is taken?
But there is action being taken at the moment.
But the current ban doesn't go far enough. It doesn't go far enough. There shouldn't be any exemptions to these XL dogs.
But sure, it doesn't matter if it's going to be that dog or another dog. There's dog attacks going to happen no matter what dog it is. It just depends on where the little sucker gets you. Do you know, if I could tell you that a Chihuahua has quite a bit of biting force when he wants to. Are you going to tell me now that if a child in the morning, just say for example, has a little cuddle session with the Chihuahua in the bed, the Chihuahua rips the face off her, are you going to come up and start shouting on the phone saying this, that, the other, law is this, law is that, and we want them banned? Where does the buck stop? When do we stop saying, right, that dog there, that dog is safe? That dog definitely can't harm a child. Because that dog, I tell you, can harm a child if it wanted to. You're just going after one dog breed because it's, well, you're not going after it. There is regulations, excuse me, but you're going after it because it's a big dog. I can tell you now, a small dog can do quite enough damage. Maybe not the same, but it can do quite a lot when it wants to. So are we going to go after every dog and put the owners on the firing line and say, look, we don't like your dog because we think it might do this and we think it might do that, but there might be no evidence of it, but it might still do it, do you know? I can understand these dogs are dangerous dogs. I can understand that. And my heart goes out to people that have them, and my heart goes out to the victims of them. They are powerful dogs and they're not to be messed with. They are strong dogs. And as some that grew up with dogs since I was 1 year old, like I would be kind of wary about them.
Okay, so Anthony, the point that he's making is every single breed of dog has the potential to cause harm, has the potential to attack. So where do we draw the line in terms of implementing your plan of rounding up the XL bully and killing them? Where do you stop?
Should just stop all this dangerous breeds of dogs
the fact is, and Darren is right, every dog has the ability to attack.
Well, why is there such a thing as, I agree with Anthony here, why is there such a thing as a dangerous dogs list if every dog is dangerous? Every dog,
because them dogs are more powerful, them dogs have a better fighting force, but these there's other dogs
again,
that might have a smaller
again
fighting
Darren,
force
find me some
deadly.
Find me somebody who was mauled by a poodle or something, or by a Labrador.
Find me someone that has been mauled by a Chihuahua. Sure, it's on one of the lists as well. Sure, if a dog that size can do it, Jack Russell can do it. Like,
there's a reason why there's a list of dangerous dogs, because as you said, they're more powerful. Now, if I were to say to you, would you rather, God forbid, would you rather your child attacked by an XL bully, or would you rather your child attacked by a Jack Russell?
Nobody would want any child attacked by any animal.
No, yes, but if
here, by the way, I've an animal that's 1 foot tall. She's a Jack Russell Pug, right?
Yeah.
But my Jesus, if she gets into a fight, she's a vicious little bitch, and she really is.
And she has a strong grip.
She absolutely does. She's a nasty, nasty dog when she gets into a fight with another dog, to the point that I don't even recognise her personality. The point I'm making is this dog is a lovely, cuddly, huggable dog 99.9% of the time, until somebody prods her or till another animal prods her, and then there's murder. So the point I'm making is, and Anthony, this is what Darren is trying to explain, every dog has the ability to attack and cause real harm. So where do we draw the line with what dogs we put down and what dogs we don't?
We draw the line with the dangerous dogs, because they're dangerous breeds of dogs, like Jeremy said, for a reason. That's why they're dangerous breeds of dogs. And I'm glad, Jeremy, you agree with me on that. I'm glad you agree with me, Jeremy.
No, would you not agree with me that a Jack Russell is dangerous if he locks onto you?
I just think these dangerous breeds of dogs are a danger.
Anthony, they need to all be got rid of. You're not answering the question. You're running laps around the question and not answering the question. Tell me this. Would you put your hand down to a Jack Russell if you knew he was going to bite you?
I wouldn't go anywhere near a fucking dog. I'd make my best effort to avoid being near any of those damn things at all.
Okay, you just don't like dogs, full stop.
Well, then there's no point arguing with you.
I'm not a fan of dogs personally. I just don't like dogs. That's just my personal opinion on that.
I'd love to get the dog's opinion on Anthony at the moment. It'd be great.
All right, good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. Let me bring in some more opinions on this. Sue has been in touch with us.
Hi, guys. I'm sorry I can't actually ring in today, because I actually have my dog. I'm bringing him to the vet at the moment. As I said, I wrote on Facebook there about the bully ban. I don't agree with banning any dogs. I think as owners, we are responsible for our animals. I have a German Shepherd who is on the restricted list, and as such the law states that he must have a muzzle when he is out. So naturally enough, I have to abide by that, and that's partly for everybody else who's out there, but it's also for my dog. He is an absolute dote of a dog. He's a rescue, so I have him a while. He's 9 years old, and I'm still learning about him and discovering that he's not too keen on men. He's just watching men pass here while I'm sitting in the car, and he's getting quite anxious. But he wears a coat that he is nervous, so that people will know in advance not to approach him. What I do say is, he's not a vicious dog. Bullies are not vicious dogs. Dobermans are not vicious dogs. Doberman Pinschers are not vicious dogs. Yet all of them at some stage have been the demon dog. The reason they are restricted breeds is because of the bite pressure that they can inflict on somebody. A terrier a terrier can bite you, all right, and won't let go. I mean, they're known as ankle biters, you know, and they will hold on, no problem. But the bite pressure that they exert is nothing to what the bite pressure a German Shepherd would exert, or an XL Bully, or Rottweiler. And that's the reason. It's not because they're vicious necessarily. And I think banning the dog is, I think, is horrendous. People have handed up their dogs. If you really want to be a bully owner, then take the responsibility of doing whatever the law now requires you to do, whether that is to have a safe, secure garden or whatever the law is. I haven't read up what they want, but I know for my dog, if they were to bring in the morning for German Shepherds stricter rules and regulations that they already had than they already have, then I would abide by them fully, and I wouldn't be dropping my dog off at a rescue or dumping it on the side of the road, as so many have been done. It's disgusting, and I think the ban is the wrong way to go. But I think in this country we are far too easy on animal owners and the way that they treat their dogs. They are animals at the end of the day. They have the ability to bite. It is your responsibility to make sure that you protect the people that are around you and that you protect your animals.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Adrian? How you doing, Jeremy?
Good, thanks, John.
Great show, by the way. What a topic. Look, it's disgraceful, actually, what's going on. You know, I'm a dog lover and dog owner, like that lady there. And she spoke volumes there, because I agree with her totally what she said. I own German Shepherds, and if any laws came in to ban them as such and this, that, yeah, I wouldn't be abiding by any rules of that sort, because I never done anything wrong. I always was a good dog handler, and a good, you know, I never had to be, you know, chastised, as one would say. You know, it's the people that are the problem, not the dogs, you know, and let's face it, that's the actual problem here, you know, and that's what it boils down to, is the actual idiots that own the dogs, you know, and they're not all idiots. There's a lot of people I know that have XL bullies, and they're great dog owners, and they're great dogs, you know.
Have all of these people who own these dogs that are great dog owners, have they all got certificates of exemption for this dog?
Oh, yeah, I don't know, Adrian, I haven't asked them, and I won't be asking them, it's none of my business. And it's just the fact of the matter is that, you know, these dog owners are good dog owners and they love their dogs, you know. And it's disgraceful what the government done, realistically, that, oh, look, just let's ban the bully and, you know, and let's, you know, exterminate the problem and we won't have to deal with it, you know.
Well, no, we do have to deal with it, in that these dogs will still exist. For anybody who gets a certificate of exemption, they will still exist until they die.
Yes, exactly. But it won't be long.
They can't be bred. Do you think that was totally unfair, do you?
Absolutely. It's disgusting. As I say, if it happens yesterday, if it happens tomorrow, and someone said to me, look, you can't have a German Shepherd anymore, I'd say, oh, fuck yourself. Literally.
You've heard Anthony saying that the law doesn't go far enough and that the XL bully dog should be rounded up and should be put down.
How has he even got an opinion on this? I suppose it's called Opinions Matter for a reason, I suppose. But the fact of the matter is, he doesn't even like, did he say he doesn't like dogs? Or he doesn't own dogs? I think he said he doesn't like dogs.
Well, Anthony, do you own a dog? No.
Hell no, I don't own a dog.
Okay.
And why don't you? What's your opinion? What have you got against dogs? What do they do to you?
Dogs, because I had to deal with dogs without a cause. They were barking all night without a cause. Keep me awake till all hours. Nearly non-stop. You're me nuts. Yeah. You are an absolute fool to be against this ban on XL bully dogs.
I'm a fool.
The ban has to happen.
So you just because you're kept awake by a dog. You hate dogs. You idiot. Do you know how stupid you sound right now? Do you?
Don't
you idiot, you sound like an idiot, and you are an idiot for making that point. I thought you were going to tell me some horrific story that you were attacked by 10 dogs and they ripped you apart and you were in hospital for a few years. I thought you were going to come up with some story, but the dogs were barking that you hate dogs is an absolute stupid fucking ideology that you know, it just doesn't make sense on me.
I make sure to stay away from dogs. I fear that a dog may attack me.
Listen,
that's the only reason why I don't like them.
Annie, I hope you stay away from dogs too, to be honest with you. I really do. But the fact of the matter is that you hate dogs for a reason that they kept you up all night. It just doesn't. It just doesn't make sense.
Because dogs go near me, I have a fear that dogs would attack me. That's another reason why I don't like dogs.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. That's
afraid they'd attack me.
Okay, a lot of people have a fear of dogs, so don't be worrying about that. But your fear of dogs translates into you wanting a particular breed rounded up and executed.
I think if you had a chance, you'd have them all up.
It's also because of us, you know, what we saw in the news that these dog attacks on people, a lot of people being injured or killed, especially by these damn XL dogs. So the ban has to happen. What else?
It was down to the owners, Anthony, at the end of the day. It's not the dogs, it's the owners. You see, that's what I'm saying to you, Anthony. You know, I've German Shepherds here. I could bring them up to kill people if I wanted. But the fact of the matter is I wouldn't, obviously, because that just wouldn't make sense to me. But the fact of the matter is it's not the dog's fault, Anthony. That's what I'm trying to explain to you here. It isn't the dog's fault. It's the owner's fault and the way they're brought up.
And John, we're aware of that, that it is in a lot of cases down to the owners and the way in which the owners.
I don't buy into that. There's lots of people who've been mauled by dogs, by their own dogs, and they were very good dog owners. Some dogs just have a built. Some dogs are just built in that way. They have a vicious streak. And you said pit bulls or XL bullies are a lovely dog for what? What are they lovely for?
I think they're lovely. They're a dog. They're a gorgeous. I thought they're a beautiful dog. You know, that's my opinion. The other side's yours, Jeremy.
Well, you'd cuddle one and put one in the bed beside you.
It's not my type of dog. I have German Shepherds. I've had German Shepherds all my life, and my family's like, you know, they've never bothered us. They've never harmed us. That's my, you know, that's where we stop. We all have German Shepherds in the family, and we always did. We never were attacked by them. We were never bit by them. So there's one for you. There's a good story for you, at least. You know. So this ideology of dogs, big dogs, and you said it there, they're on the dog breed list that are dangerous, i.e. German Shepherds. They're actually not dangerous unless you fuck with them. Or i.e. if you get over into someone's back garden and you're not wanted there. Yeah, that's the only reason why a German Shepherd would be actually dangerous to you.
Okay, let me go back to the point that Anthony made. And there have been some very high-profile examples of the XL bully dog attacking and killing people. Mm-hmm. They are... a fairly vicious dog. Let's call a spade here. Why do we need these dogs to even exist? That's really the question I'm asking.
Well, they do exist, and that's the point of the, you know, those. They do exist, and what the government done, I thought was a pretty shitty thing to do. As I say there, another caller said it, Adrian, what's the stopping there now attacking the German Shepherds, the Dobermans, the Rottweilers now, you know, because they got one, they're going to outlaw now the XL bully. They'll go on to the next breed,
And that obviously, you know, concerns so you weird. Because you are the owner of
absolutely.
Okay, stay
it's
there.
Very concerning.
Yeah. Stay there. I want to bring in just one or two more calls before we wrap this up. Robert, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Robert?
Good afternoon, Adrian, Jeremy. How are you?
Lad? Good, thanks. Not a bother, thank you. What did you want to say on this?
Yeah, I'll try and keep as brief as possible. Just the wife Ellie was on there, which is earlier. Look, I don't agree. Like, I think the breed does need to die out. It is a dangerous breed. I'm not saying it's not. But just rounding the dogs up and just wiping them is a bit ridiculous. We have laws in place. And just to give you a quick answer to your question of saying what to do, well, this is what I'd do. First off, I agree with what Jeremy said weeks ago on this. I'd increase the dog license fee to several hundred euros, so that would make people that actually really want dogs to do it. Secondly, I would have a minister for dog control, a junior minister, to enforce the laws. We'd get TV license, but like a dog license inspector to come in, make sure the dog's microchipped, make sure the dog has its proper, you know, vaccinations, just make sure the dog's registered. I'd bring in courses into schools, primary and secondary school, to teach children and a lot of children and the parents can go as well and teach them how to behave around dogs. Because it's horrifying the amount of people you see with them letting their little children hang off dogs and getting attacked or bitten, because they are animals at the end of the day. And I have two greyhounds, you know that yourself. But like, it's teaching kids how to be responsible and adults around dogs. I would also bring in courses as well that if you want to go to get a dog, you have to go to a local county council. You need to tell them what kind of dog you want, and they have to assess your size. So, example, I'm a heavy enough fella. I'm 90 kilos, for example. A German Shepherd like to take a pull and short enough. What we need to do, like, as I said, you could have a little 16, 17-year-old, 40 kilos, and you should be able to look out and say,
listen, I don't think a German Shepherd for you, it's too powerful, you know. We need to be proper conscientious dogs and muzzle them and just be smart about it. We're not smart, we're not enforcing
okay,
our laws.
So let me ask you then, you believe that the way to deal with the issue of the likes of the XL bully dog is to enforce the laws that we already have?
Yes, and jail sentences. If you catch someone not walking their XL bully, you bring them to court, you prosecute them, whether that's a suspended sentence, whether that's jail, whether that's a massive fine. We also need to hit the backyard breeders and give them massive fines as well, and criminal sentence. You've seen two high profile articles there during the week on RTE News, a lady and her two sons. What, a couple of hundred euro for fine and that's it, and they had to pay a couple of grand to an association, that feck all money, and then you have another person that's probably going to get away with it. They should be hit, even suspended sentences.
Okay, so the law as it stands where at the start of February you have to have a certificate of exemption for your XL bully dog, and if you don't, it can be impounded basically. You don't believe
should be done.
Okay, but you don't believe that law is even good enough?
No, I think we have laws there that should be enforced. Okay. We should have inspectors contact every house, like your house, Adrian. You have two little dogs. And I'm sure if a man call, or a woman called to your house, how are you, Adrian? Do you have licenses and documentation for your dog? I'm sure you'd have no bother handing it over. And that's being a responsible dog owner. That's okay. All I'm saying. We need to enforce the law to be responsible.
All right, good to talk to you. Thanks very much indeed. Let me bring in this WhatsApp voice note from David.
Hey lads, Anthony is bang on the money there. How many people have to be killed? How many more people have to be killed? You know, these right-wing dogs.
All right, thanks very much indeed. Well, Mr. Dixon, Anthony wants the dogs rounded up and executed.
And destroyed, yeah. I have to be careful what I say about it because I have friends that own XL bullies. All I will say is, out of all the breeds of dogs, and there's about 200 breeds of dogs, yeah, mm-hmm. Why would you pick that breed of dog? I've never understood it. I never will understand it. Out of all the breeds, why you would go for that particular dog. They're not attractive to look at. Now, I'm not saying I'm Brad Pitt either, but they're not attractive to look at. They're not cuddly. There was a message that came in on Facebook, actually, a girl who sleeps with her pit bull or puts the pit bull in the... Sorry, it's on the main page.
The main page.
There, Pamela, was that her name?
And she said what? She sleeps with her dog.
Sleeps with her bully, like her XL bully or whatever the case.
Oh, lovely.
That's bloody nuts, isn't it though?
It's insane. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify. And by the way, by clicking on the bell icon on Spotify, you'll get a notification every day when our new episode uploads and you just click straight onto it. You don't have to be chasing it. It will notify you. So enable notifications on your Spotify or your Apple podcasts. And as I said, if you are a subscriber, if you've clicked on the bell icon on Spotify, you'll get a notification every day that we upload a new episode.
It saves us having to tell you.
That's it. It does it for you. We'll catch you on the next episode of Opinions Matter. See you then.